John 10:9. Jesus said, "I am the door. There is not another door by which anyone can get into the kingdom of God." There are many false faces out there who say if you'll follow them, all will be well with you, and that's not true. Jesus is the only way, and there is no other way, even though we may hope for another way so we don't have to be quite so honest. Salvation came by no other. To this day, it still comes by no other, and tomorrow it will still be by no other. When the Lord said, "I am," in Exodus 3:14, the Hebrew word can be used in the context of present tense past, present tense in the now, and present tense in the future. I am was, I am is, I am shall be. I am present past, present, and present future. Jesus is the I am we have all been looking for. Even when we didn't know we were looking, we were looking. He is the door, and all others are murderers and liars, manipulative politicians who would send you off another way. Jesus is the door. Dalet. There are so many kinds of doors. Entrance doors, some flat, carved and ornate. There are what's called batten and ledge type doors, which are typically more utilitarian. There are framed and paneled, flush doors, glass doors, steel doors, vault doors of incredible engineering, PVC doors, fiberglass doors, patio glass doors, sliding types and cup doors, which slide into the wall. Then there are, my favorite, the incredible doors beyond simple functionality that are just real works of art. I have walked through many doors thinking they were the way, only to find a desert with nothing but dry, lonely sand running far and away. Jesus said, if we will knock, the door will be open to us. Additionally, God in His mercy also denies us entrance to some doors we knock on. His reasons are His own. Maybe it's not time to enter, and maybe what is on the other side would harm us. God truly knows best. Of course, we all know there are two sides to every door. There is the side you see and the side you don't see, and you can only see one side at a time, no matter how hard you try. I had a dream. I was in a long hallway with a very large window at the end, which had a view to the outside. On the right side of the hallway, there was a line of doors, one very small, one only a little too out of reach, and two others very large and enormous further up the hallway. They were all very neat, fresh and clean in a row. The small door was too small for me to go through, and the large doors were so large I couldn't reach the knob to let myself in. It was a place of choosing, a time of waiting, a time of transition there in the hallway between doors. I was too big to go back and not large enough to go forward, so I waited for God to grow me while I waited in the hallway between doors. There are doors I have insisted on going through which have defined my story far beyond what I thought would be my life. One time a lady asked me if I thought God would allow her to go through the wrong door and marry the wrong man. In the moment, I knew the answer. Yes, He will if you insist, but He will go with you and never leave you, and it'll all work out to the utmost good for you because you love Him and He loves you. If anyone is on the outside of Christ the door, the Lord is speaking to you, my friend. You are distressed and don't know you're distressed. You know something is off, something is amiss, but aren't sure just what. Maybe you think if you ignore it all long enough, the feeling will just go away, sort of like an itch. Which many times if you ignore it, the itch will fade. But this isn't like that. Do we think Jesus said what he did to scare us because things weren't as bad as originally thought? That maybe he was just being a bit overboard about the sad state of the universe? He didn't say he was standing at the door knocking just for grins and giggles, just because maybe God is just so polite. Not.